wanting to plan mass casualty attacks on a variety of other federal buildings in and around Washington, D.C., as well as the Statue of Liberty. A pair of winter storms hitting the Midwest and then the Northeast over the next couple of days. We're warned to expect heavy snow, ice, and bone-chilling cold. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There are some questions about who should get the $50,000 in reward money in the case of a kidnapped Wisconsin teenager. Jamie Kloss escaped her captor last week after she'd been held for about 90 days in captivity. Police say Jake Patterson kidnapped the 13-year-old after he murdered her parents in their home. Now, the family who took Jamie in immediately after her escape say they don't want the money. They say Jamie herself should be getting it because, in their words, she got herself out. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker will be in Chicago this morning to sign a bill that will give that state more oversight over Illinois gun dealers. The measure will require firearm stores to get state licenses. Lawmakers approved it last year after the death of a Chicago police commander, Paul Bauer, and the high school shootings at Parkland, Florida. The signing ceremony will be taking place at an elementary school. The NBA is going across the Atlantic today as the New York Knicks and Washington Wizards will be squaring off in London, clashing as part of the NBA's so-called Global Games. It's the ninth consecutive season the NBA has held a game in London. The Knicks enter at 10 wins, 33 losses, looking to snap a four-game slide. The Wizards arrive with an 18-26 record. And you can find us anytime online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success. This is America's program that introduces you firsthand to our country's most outstanding entrepreneurs, CEOs, and acclaimed individuals, and where they share with you their personal journey of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you again for being with us today. Today's guest should have his picture placed right next to the word positive in every dictionary published. Through the ups and downs in Wally Amos's roller coaster ride with success, he has somehow never lost the gift for staying positive. The name Wally Amos is recognized today by hundreds of millions of people as the godfather, the king of the chocolate chip cookie world, and for launching the famous Amos brand, as well as his new and current and growing venture, Chip and Cookie Chocolate Chip Company. Let's welcome the man who can inspire anybody, Wally Amos. Wally, welcome to Legends.
What a great introduction. Thank you so much. I'm very honored. I appreciate it.
Wally, you're the man. I tell you, I was so excited to finally get you as our guest. I mean, I go back to the days when I lived in Los Angeles. I was a kid. And Wally, I'm making a couple dollars an hour back then, $3.75, but I still came up with the money to pay $1.50 for a quarter pound of your cookies on Sunset Boulevard.
It was worth it, John.
Well, Wally, we're so happy to have you here.
Thank you. My pleasure.
You are one of my personal heroes. I also want to congratulate you, Wally. I continue to read about your growing deal with Costco and Chip and Cookie. Tell us a little bit about that, will you?
Well, first of all, I've been writing an article, a column for Costco, since 1974. It started out as a monthly, and then it got like, you know, every other month, and then, you know, every 6 months, and now I do it once a quarter. And it's an article. I pick the topics, and it's whatever comes to mind. Things I'm experiencing, things other people are experiencing, but it's a very positive article, and I get such a great response from it. Now, I've been doing business with Costco since 1994. We started with Uncle Wally's, Uncle No Name cookies, because Famous Amos had sued me, so I started a company called Uncle No Name.
Sure.
And we were selling Uncle No Name cookies at all of the Costco's. My God, they only had about 200 or 300 at the time in 94.
Wow.
So that worked out well. Well, now we sell Uncle Wally's muffins because Uncle No Name transitioned into muffins and into Uncle Wally's muffins. So that's a very growing company, and we do a viable business now, not only with Costco, but with Walmart, with Sam's, and with supermarkets throughout the United States.
That's amazing.
But also, I do business with Costco through Chip and Cookie, only in the L.A. region right now. We sell Chip and Cookie, chocolate chip cookie, macadamia nut cookie dough in the Costco's in the L.A. region, and there are 7 stores in Hawaii that come under that L.A. region. So I've had a long relationship with Costco. It's a wonderful relationship, and I'm very proud of it, and they're great people to do business with.
You know, folks, if you can't hear it in the man's voice, we're so happy to have Wally Amos with us. This is a man that cannot get knocked down and stay down. When we go over this man's life story, you're gonna hear an unbelievable roller coaster ride. And Wally, hats off to you, my friend.
Well, thank you. But you know what? Let me just point out, really.
Sure.
That's not just my life. It's everybody's life.
Yes.
Everybody has their own roller coaster experiences. It is the nature of life. It never, ever goes smoothly. There are always bumps. The thing that I have learned is that all of these life experiences are connected. You can never judge anyone in isolation. You have to wait and see what's going to happen. That takes patience, and that takes a deeper understanding of life also. But it also takes stick-to-itiveness. You cannot give up.
You cannot give up. And you know, as I was saying before, and I kind of alluded to, and hats off to just continuing with that gift of staying so positive, because we have listeners right now all across America. And you know as well as I do, Wally, that so many of us at one time or another, like you say, are going through tough times, and they need to hear the Wally Amoses of the world and the tough times you've been through, because the real definition of a success isn't so much how do you handle it when you're on the top, but how do you stay resilient when you're knocked down? And Wally, everyone knows your name. You are the godfather of the chocolate chip cookie. I mean, let's face it. But folks may not know the humble beginnings where you come from, because you didn't start at the top, Wally. Take us back to July 1st, 1936. I just blew your cover. They know your age. But they never would have known. But take me back to Tallahassee. Describe what life was like growing up there.
Well, you know, we were I guess, underprivileged and poverty and all of that, but I mean, nobody labeled us. We had enough clothes to wear. We had enough food to eat. My home was filled with love. It wasn't necessarily a cuddly kind of love, but I know that my mother loved me. But it was as many homes are, it was dysfunctional in some regards. My mother and father were constantly at each other's throats. They would literally have fights. And there I was in we only had one bedroom. We both slept, all three of us slept in the same bedroom. And I would witnessed that oftentimes. It was a community, obviously with blacks, because segregation was the law of the land during those times. I went to a segregated school. I had to walk all the way to the other side of town to a segregated school. Ultimately, they opened a school in the church in my community, St. John's Church, and so then I went to elementary school there.
Oh, I'm sorry, Wally. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, but when you describe this house, you know, you mentioned that there was one bedroom. My description tells me, my research here, that it was a three-room house 25 yards from the railroad tracks.
Mm-hmm. It was close to the railroad tracks, right on the main drag. It was what you call a railroad house. So you had first the living room, then the bedroom, then the kitchen, and then a little bathroom that was adjoined off of the kitchen. They were not large rooms, you know. It was so interesting. I went back to that little community years ago and looked at that house. There were no closets in the house. Many houses during those years didn't have closets. They had chiffaroles or bureaus or things that you put your clothes in. But there were no closets in the house. But you know, I didn't know any different, so I didn't know that anything else existed. So what I had was absolutely fine, and I had clean clothes. And I mean, kids walk around now with all kinds of torn tears and holes in their clothes. If I had a hole in my clothes, my mother would patch it up. So I mean, my mother was such a stickler that she would iron my underwear for me.
God bless her. I'm laughing now because Steve Forbes was recently in Harrisburg at a live event we did, and Steve says, and now people pay the most money for jeans with holes in them. Things have changed, haven't they?
Right. So times have changed drastically. But that was the environment that I lived in.
Sure.
You know, we had no wealth. But we had enough to satisfy whatever our needs were, and that was fine. When I was 12 years old, my mother and father divorced, though. They decided, my mom actually decided that she didn't want to live with my dad anymore.
Hey, could we, Wally, I need to take a quick break there, and that's a good transition period because, and folks, if you're just tuning in, we're going to hear the fascinating roller coaster ride of Wally Amos, the godfather in the history of the chocolate chip cookie business. From the brand's famous Amos to today, he's got so many different ventures. Chip and Cookie, Uncle Wally's Muffins, found in so many retailers. When we get back, we're going to find out, how did he handle the divorce from his parents? How did he grow up from being poor to being just a major success and a branded name across America and other parts of the world? Wally Amos is our guest today on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Ethan Resnick, and you're listening to my dad, John Resnick, on Legends of Success.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, and I am so pleased to welcome our friend Wally Amos to our show. I've been wanting to get Wally as a guest for years, and we finally tracked him down and got him. And Wally, during the last break, we let off right before the last break that you grew up, you were very, very poor growing up, like a lot of people, but a little three-room house by the railroad track in Tallahassee. I also, my notes tell me that your father and mother, Ruby and Wallace, didn't read or write at the time either, correct?
They did not. Both my mother and dad were illiterate. My father was just a common laborer in the local gas plant, and my mother was a domestic.
And so this brought a lot of pressure, and then eventually you were saying at age 12 came a kind of a traumatic experience for you. Tell me what happened.
Well, you know, it wasn't traumatic. I mean, I'd seen it coming, and my mother and father finally decided to get a divorce. It was more my mother than my father. Mm-hmm. She just didn't want to live that existence anymore. She went to Orlando, Florida to live with her mom. I went there for a couple of days, and then they sent me to New York City to live with Aunt Della. You know, divorce is not a fun thing, and it can be traumatic, and it is always life-changing. It's life-altering every time it happens, mm-hmm. but it's not always bad. The fact that my mom and dad divorced sent me to New York to live with Aunt Della. It was Aunt Della who first made chocolate chip cookies for me. Mm-hmm. So that one experience in my life, which I didn't plan it, had no great strategy for it, but that one experience 27 years after it happened, changed my life and changed the lives of thousands of other people also who got into the cookie business, because it was because of Aunt Della that I got into the cookie business. She was the first person to ever make cookies for me.
Wow.
And, you know, I moved from a three-room railroad apartment to another little three-room apartment in New York City where, you know, we had a bedroom, a living room, a bathroom, and a kitchen, a little small kitchen. But in that kitchen, Aunt Della would mix up the most delicious chocolate chip cookies. And she loved me a lot. And whenever she ran out, I'd make a sad face, and she'd make more cookies. She never told me how to make them. I never asked her. There was no need for me to want to know how to make cookies because she always made them when I needed them.
Mm.
But it was that experience that instilled in me a love, a sense of respect and admiration for chocolate chip cookies, all right? And
yeah.
It was because of that experience that Famous Amos was born. So, again, I talked earlier about life's experiences being connected, and you have to wait and see what's going to happen. And sometimes you have to wait 27 years. You know?
That's amazing. Well, you know, Wally, and you reiterated a point I have made hundreds of times on this show over the last 5.5 years, is that with every single adversity or setback in life comes a seed of opportunity, and you've got to be willing to dive in and pull it out.
No question about it, and that is the way life works. And it's the sooner you can understand that, accept that, and begin to deal with life on that basis, then the more peaceful you're going to be, the more successful you're going to be. But my goal in life is not to make a lot of money. It never has been. It still is not. Mm-hmm. My goal in life is twofold. One is to have peace of mind. I want to be able to go to sleep every night knowing I did the best I could with what I had to work with. So peace of mind. My second goal is to be a servant, is to serve mankind, is to serve people. And for many years, I've done that through my work with adult literacy. And now with Chip and Cookie, it is through reading aloud. I use this company, my wife and I, and my wife Christine, who created Chip and Cookie, we use this company to promote reading aloud. We are encouraging parents to read aloud to their children for at least 10 minutes a day. If you do, I guarantee you, you're going to have a child who will grow up to be a reader.
But not only that, a child that will remember a lot of love and caring you gave him in those formative years.
Exactly, because that is one of the things, that's one of the benefits from reading aloud to your children, is that a bond is created between the child and the reader. That child grows up not to feel alienated, but that child grows up feeling very, very loved.
Well, I want to commend you on that point, too, because, you know, I know your history. You did things like this when you were just flat on your butt and you had no money, but you continued to give back and help kids. Did you ever think, Wally, as a high school dropout, that you would represent GED on a national basis as a spokesperson?
No, sir, I did not. It never ever occurred to me. And I reflect on that often, that, you know, because I speak at universities quite frequently. I've got several degrees, you know, honorary degrees from universities. And I'm always amazed at how I can go and speak at a university and speak at a college graduation, be on the board of directors, board of advisors at Savannah College of Art and Design. You know, so but what that proves is, you know, I mean, I know a lot of people with degrees and they can't tie their shoes.
Absolutely.
So the degree doesn't infer any special powers to you. It just gives you a certain amount of knowledge. If you don't use that knowledge, then it's senseless to even have it.
Well, Wally, so, what's amazing here is that you know, in the beginning, you're growing up, and I want all the, especially a lot of the kids listening today that may be going through tough times, or maybe they think that, gee, there's no way out of my situation. Wally Amos is one of hundreds of thousands, if not millions of examples, probably in the millions of people that did start out rough. So you are not alone.
Most of us start out. It's not an unusual thing to start out, you know, handicapped financially or in other ways. That's not unusual.
No.
Most people do. So many of them overcome it also. That's what you want to focus on. That's because if one person does it, then everybody can do it. If I can do it, surely anyone can do it. But, John, that phrase, going, people always say, I'm going through this and I'm going through that. But the answer is inherent within the phrase.
All right.
Keep going through it.
Keep going.
Don't stop and wallow in it and talk about how bad it is and how bad you got it and crying and complaining and bitching all the time.
Yeah, suck it up. Suck it up and just do it.
Do what you have to do when you have to do it. I've got a friend that put it so beautiful. Her name is J.T. O'Hara. J.T. says, when you're going through hell, don't stop to take pictures. Now,
I love it.
But we wallow in it because we want other people to see how bad we've got it.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't care how bad you've got it, there's somebody that's got it worse than you do. So quit the self-pity. Quit the little pity parties and get off your butt and use your innate knowledge and energy and creativity and do something constructive. Find out what it is you love to do and go do it.
I love it. Wally, moving on with your success, your life, and your roller coaster, this is a beautiful story. You're growing up. You're living with Aunt Della. She made an indelible impression on you as a young boy that here's a woman that loves me. Those cookies meant something to you. But you go on. You end up going to the service for a few years. You come out. You work at Saks Fifth Avenue. And you kept asking for raises. You weren't getting them, though, were you?
I was not, Joe. I was in the Air Force for 4 years, and I didn't like that. So I got out. My first job was at Saks Fifth Avenue, just a stock clerk, the Christmas time, 1957. And it was just supposed to be a temporary job. But after the Christmas season, because I was a good worker, I was invited to stay on. I ultimately became the manager of the supply department. I was going to secretarial school, which in those years was called the business school. Mm-hmm. I did that for about two and a half years. I would work in the morning, go to school in the afternoon, then I'd come back to work after school. I got married, my wife and I had two children. I'd been at Saks for 4 years, almost 4 years. I was making $85 a week, which in 1961 was a decent salary.
Yeah, it's not bad back then, right?
Right. I was the manager of the supply department. I had a little company card that said executive, so I knew I was an executive. You know, that was
How did that feel? How did that feel coming with no high school education? Did you feel you're accomplishing things in life?
I mean, I never go around thinking about the fact that I don't have a high school, that I'm a high school dropout.
That doesn't affect you. That didn't.
Not a part of my consciousness. Yep. I'm focusing on what I have, not what I don't have.
I love it. Well, you see, that's what a lot of listeners need to hear about, because some people use it for a crutch.
No, but I don't. But anyway, so I asked, after 4 years of doing a really great job, I asked Saks for a $10 a week raise. They said, we can't do it. I gave them an ultimatum. I said, if you don't give me at least a $5 a week raise, I'm going to have to leave. Now, here was a guy who had no great skills and a high school dropout.
Yeah, there we go. And a wife and a couple of kids.
I had my GED, but, you know, here I'm demanding that they give me at least $5 more per week.
Yep.
Because I felt I was worth it, and they said they couldn't do it. So I said, I'll see you later. Even though I was married, wife pregnant, and we had a two-year-old son. But I knew there was something more available for me.
Perfect time to take a quick break, because I got to take a hard break here.
Take a break, and we'll come back.
We're going to see how you handle it. Wally, you're great. I love your energy. Wally Amos is our guest on Legends of Success. We'll be back right after this, folks.
Missed part of this week's great Legends of Success interview? No problem. You can hear each week's show online on our website at legendsofsuccess.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The partial government shutdown is now into its 27th day. Still no White House response to a request on Wednesday from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that President Trump reschedule his State of the Union address until after the shutdown is over. This morning, a Republican Congressman Michael Burgess of Texas weighed in on that request from Pelosi on Fox and Friends.
People do want to hear from the president, and it is a constitutional requirement that the president from time to time comes and delivers remarks on the either in person or in writing, but he delivers remarks on the State of the Union. So it's a requirement that he come.
Day four of a teacher strike in Los Angeles, and the two sides are going back to the bargaining table at noon today, local time, as teachers have been pushing for higher pay as well as some other concessions. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have a question or comment about the show? You can call John at 1-800-458-5656 or send him an email, john@legendsofsuccess.com. This is Legends of Success with John Resnick.
His life reads like a book. As a matter of fact, Wally Amos has written, what, close to 10 books now, Wally?
Close. I've written 8 books, actually. For people who want to know more information about me,
yes.
Let me give you a couple of websites.
Thank you.
If you want to know more about me personally, you can go to wallyamos.com. If you want to know more about Chip and Cookie, you can go to chipandcookie.com. The and has to be spelled out, chipandcookie.com. If you want to know more about Uncle Wally's Muffins, then go to UncleWallys.com. There's no apostrophe in that. UncleWallys.com. If you want to know more about the work that we're doing with promoting reading aloud, please go to chipandcookiereaditloud.org. Chipandcookiereaditloud.org.
So at age 25, you had been working for Saks, Fifth Avenue, New York. You worked up as an executive level. You asked for a $5 raise. They wouldn't give it to you. Now, you're age 25. You got one kid and one on the way and a lovely wife, and you just walk. What happens? And, boy, didn't that take some guts.
Well, you know, it took guts. But, you know, if I had allowed them to abuse me, because not giving me an increase in salary, in my estimation, would have been an abuse. Mm-hmm. If I'd allowed that to happen, then they would never. I would never have gotten a raise. I would still be at Saks and getting little small penny raises, little incremental raises.
And you'd have no backbone either.
Absolutely, but I one thing that I thought about, I said, well, you know, I mean, I was getting a 30% discount, which was good, you know.
That's
and
right.
Then also, if a customer bought a pair of shoes and wore them once and brought them back, we could buy a $200-$300 pair of shoes for maybe 75 cents or maybe $3 or $4. You know,
that was
helpful to me. But then it occurred to me that I could make enough money to shop at Saks.
Sure.
And as a matter of fact, I was just in New York 3 weeks ago, and I bought a sweater for a couple of $100s, you know, and that was fine. So it was knowing that I had some worth, even then, man, even before I had the spiritual understanding or the wisdom or the experience that I've gained through the years, even then, without that, I knew that I had value, and I knew that I would not allow people to take advantage of me.
Good.
And so I told Saks that I'd see you later. And I looked for a job, couldn't find anything I wanted. And I went back to the school that I'd gone to that got me the job at Saks, Collegiate Secretarial Institute, which was a business school. They called secretarial schools business schools in those days because they gave you the basics for going into and for being involved in business.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went back there, here's the thing. Here's a key also. One must never burn bridges. Okay?
Yes.
Because you never know when you're going to have to go back and use somebody again, ask somebody for a reference again.
Right.
So, as a matter of fact, Saks gave me a glowing letter of recommendation, which I still have. I was going through some of my stuff the other day, and I came across it. So, so I had that. And then, Collegiate, they felt very comfortable and making other recommendations for me also and giving me some guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that was happening was the civil rights groups were applying pressure to the entertainment industry, the theatrical agencies in particular, to hire more blacks. And William Morris was the leading agency, and Lee Myers, who was the placement person at Collegiate, had contacts there. And she sent me over for an interview. I went through a series of interviews, and finally I got the job. And I started working there in the mailroom, making $50 a week.
Uh-huh.
I had to take a $35 a week pay cut and go from being manager of the spa department to just a gopher in the mailroom.
But your foot was in the door.
Well, the thing that I've discovered, several things. One thing is, You're always in training. You know, you're always preparing for a time yet to come. The information, the knowledge that you acquire today, you're not going to have an opportunity really to use it today because you're too busy living today. Mm-hmm. But maybe 10 years from now, my mother and father divorced at the age of 12. 29 years later, you know, I started saying the same. I did a lot in that 29 years, okay? So you're always in training. You're always preparing. Life is never really what it appears to be. You got to know. You got to believe that it is always more. But also, you can never go back.
Right.
Time does not go back. Time constantly moves forward, and you move forward with it. Now, what you're doing with that time is a totally different issue, but you cannot retrace your steps. I'm sorry, there's no such thing.
So you got to move forward. Tell me more a little bit, Wally, about that mail room. That's a pivotal spot in your life.
Well, it was a great spot. It was a wonderful opportunity. It was a time where you learned the whole workings of that company, because everything that comes into a company goes through the mailroom. Now, that's not as important today, because with email, you know, I mean, everything goes individually to people. But with the mailroom was the nerve center of the organization, because all packaging, all correspondence, everything, all memos, everything came through the mailroom. I would read it all. I would look at stuff. So that was an opportunity for me to learn the people and to learn what was going on.
Sure.
But I also saw another opportunity there. The mailroom was in disarray, and so I organized it, because those are the skills that I had acquired working at Saks Fifth Avenue. So and also, rather than going on lunch break, I'd bring my lunch, and during lunch break, I'd set up a typewriter and I'd practice my typing, because the way out of the mailroom is to become a secretary. So I utilized that time to my advantage in many, many, many ways. In less than 2 months, I was out of the mailroom as a substitute secretary. In less than a year, I was an agent and went on to be the first agent to represent Simon and Garfunkel, the first agent to book the Supremes, Marvin Gaye, many, many of the rock and roll acts during the 60s, because I recognized that, you know, I could do whatever I put my mind to, and I put my mind to really being successful and learning the business and working with other people also.
Wally, this is an incredible story, and we get back from this break coming up. We're going to talk about how one of those people you just mentioned was an important mentor and supporter of you to launch what put your name and your picture on the face of the earth everywhere. Wally Amos is our guest on Legends of Success. We'll be back right after this.
If you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, this may be the most important 60 seconds for your retirement. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we transform typical portfolios that depend on speculative growth into portfolios that generate sustained retirement income for life. And right now, we're offering the latest book from our founder, David J. Scranton, Return on Principal. Plus, as an added bonus, our retirement income kit, packed full of valuable information, absolutely free. So if you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, call 866-913-1234 right now for your free book and retirement income kit. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. In retirement, it's all about generating enough income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses.
Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You know who they are, and now you get to meet them. These are America's Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Wally Amos is our guest on Legends of Success today. Wally, you went from the mailroom in the William Morris Agency in New York and worked.
Became an agent. I was an agent for 7 years. I mentioned Book Simon and Garfunkel, The Supremes, Marvin Gaye, all of that. It went on very well. But after a while, I got tired of booking rock and roll acts, and I asked for something else. And again, I was denied. And so after a while, I decided to leave because William Morris was not offering me anything better. But this time, I left with more experience. I left with many more contacts. And I left with a stronger feeling of self. Although I felt pretty good about myself when I left Saks, but I really felt good about myself leaving William Morris. So I became a personal manager. I managed Hugh Masekela, and I went on to manage a lot of performers for another 7 years, 6 or 7 year period, from 1967 till 1974. And finally, I just got to, after being a personal manager and always looking for that one big act and never finding it. I got tired of show business, and I didn't feel a part of it. I was in it, but not a part of it, and I wanted to do something else. I didn't know what that was. I started making cookies in 1970, and for 5 years made them and shared them with friends. I'd take them to sets and recording studios and stuff. And I was having dinner with a friend, B.J. Gilmore, one evening, and we were talking, and B.J. worked. She was Quincy Jones' secretary, and I had offices at A&M Records at the time because I represented a couple of acts, Franklin Ajayi, a guy named Mississippi Charles Bevel, who recorded for A&M. I even recorded Franklin's first two comedy albums. So BJ and I would talk a lot about what I was going to do and how my life was going. And we were having dinner one evening, and, you know, we were chatting, and all of a sudden BJ said, "You know, Wally, you and I ought to go in business together selling cookies." Now, during the 7 years, the 5 years that I made cookies, a lot of people said, "Wally, you should go in business." Well, but I was going to be a big-time show business manager. But BJ said, "Wally, we should go in business." She followed that immediately with, "I've got a friend that I can get to put up the money."
Wow.
She couldn't find her friend. I found my friends, and in 5 months, my friend. In the five-month period from the time I said, "Yes, I will," March 10th, 1975, we opened to a great fanfare in Hollywood, California, selling chocolate chip cookies with famous.
Wally Amos is our guest today on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We'll be right back.
At Budget Blinds, caring is in our DNA. It's the way we do business every day. It starts with exceptional customer service, a process that is centered around you. We listen to you, take the time to find out about your needs, then guide you through a beautiful selection of custom window coverings to find the very best options for you. Our commitment to caring continues throughout our local neighborhoods. We care for our homes and our communities. Budget Blinds supports so many different causes all across North America. We're your local neighborhood experts. We live and work right next to you, and we do it all for you. If that's the kind of personal service you've been waiting for, call and see for yourself. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or find us online at budgetblinds.com. While you're there, find out more about the Budget Blinds commitment to giving back at #BudgetBlindsCares. Each franchise independently owned and operated. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Good morning, Hunterton. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterton kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterton County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterton, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Telling their stories across America, from Maine to Hawaii, from Washington State to Florida. These are America's greatest success stories. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success, visiting with Wally Amos from Hawaiian Islands exclusively today. Wally, what an amazing roller coaster ride of success.
Had a great run, man. I hit the ground running, and I never really stopped to take a breath. And when I stopped to take a breath, I realized I'd done a lot of things wrong. And one of them was, I got carried away because I'd done that, and everybody said I couldn't do it. I was so busy proving them wrong that I forgot I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
You weren't watching the shop, were you?
I was in the shop. I was watching the shop, but I didn't know what to watch for, and I didn't have a strong team of people. So I wound up losing the company. After about 10 years, it began to slip away, and about 14 years into it, I'd lost all my equity in the company, and a venture capital group came on, and we couldn't see eye to eye, and I decided that I'd just start all over again.
Now, at some point, I think there's a story, you were at Los Angeles International Airport, and some guy comes jogging up to you and slaps you with some paper or something.
Yeah, I was coming back home to Hawaii, and this guy came and said, "You Wally Amos?" I said, "Yes." And he handed me papers. And the Shansby Group that had taken over Famous Amos, they were suing me over ownership of my name and likeness. I realized after I'm not Wally Amos. That's what people call me. Your name is the least important part of you.
Yeah,
you know, we get so hung up on exterior, on other stuff, man.
Yeah.
I'm a spiritual being. You can't own me. You can't own my enthusiasm, my laugh, my zest for life.
I love it. And for the people who are in business that get setbacks, what was the single biggest mistake or two that you made so they can hear it? And then what did you learn and how did you move forward, Wally?
The biggest mistake I made was really not listening to some people, some key people that were working with me. You have to listen to other people. You got to follow your gut also. And you can't let people override all the decisions that you make. But you can't just move forward arrogantly thinking that you can do the whole thing. So not listening, not really understanding how important a team of people are and that there's only you can do one thing, you can't do everything. So team, together everyone says more, together everyone achieves more. That's really what it takes to be successful in business. I know that now. I applied those concepts to Uncle Wally's Muffins. I apply them daily to Chip and Cookie. I'm constantly working with people, listening to people, but not allowing also the decisions of everyone else to override my gut feeling about what it is that I'm doing.
Sure.
If you feel strongly about something, then you have to follow your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't just be arrogant and think that your answer is the only answer. So those and being positive through the midst of extreme adversity, realizing that I don't care how bad it is, it will not last forever.
Well, and
everything has a turning point.
And so at what point, you know, for the listeners who are going through some of these issues now, how did you reach into your gut and pull yourself up and just move forward in a positive manner?
I never saw myself as being knocked down. I mean, there were just experiences, you know, and stuff happens to you, and you have to deal with it, and you have to find the answers to help you move through what you're going through. So I didn't have this visual picture of me being knocked down, but also what I did was I took responsibility for the things that happened in my life. I didn't blame somebody else. You know, if you blame somebody else, then you're constantly pointing fingers and you're not working on solving the problem. So when you take responsibility, you can fix it.
I love it. I love it. You know, I know you. There's a wonderful picture of you and your family on the cover of Parade magazine at one time. An
1994.
Article. Yeah, it was unbelievable. And it said the stunning success to losing everything. It was unbelievable because it's one of the finest examples I've ever seen for somebody to, you don't want to hear it, but you got knocked down on your butt and you just said, you can't hurt me. I'm coming right back at you.
I wrote while I was losing fame and saying I was in the midst of a lawsuit, 13 months in a lawsuit, and I wrote the book, Man With No Name. Anybody interested in really wanting to know the story can go to WallyAmos.com and order a copy of that book because it tells it in detail how I did it, how I processed it. It's all there.
And it is a good book. You sent me one, and I thank you for that gift, Wally.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
So moving on, you built up these new ventures because we're about only about 4 minutes here, unfortunately. So you moved on and you start building the new ventures. You loved Hawaii. You knew that's where you wanted to stay and be. And
I didn't leave Hawaii. I'm still in Hawaii.
No. Okay,
I loved Hawaii.
Yeah, you loved Hawaii, so you stayed there. I don't think we'll ever get you off that island except on your tours. Your
trips, you know, but I'm not moving.
No, not at all. And so what are the secrets now to building your business and all these different brands?
It's teamwork. Is really working with energized, confident people. Uncle, great team of people. Lou Avignon, Michael Petrucelli, Kathy Lennon, Jerry Cecchio, Jim Farrell, all of the key people who are committed, dedicated to what they do. And I do my part. Do your job and let other people do their job. I'm doing the same thing with Chip and Cookie now also. That's what it takes, man. You can always, you know, there's a great quote that says, I'm more than I am, but less than we are.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do what you do best and make sure you get other people to do the things that they love to do.
But, Wally, one of the things that you do from your heart, again, you know, these are great examples of how others can help. You reach in within yourself no matter what point in life you were, and you help others. And you've got some projects going on now. They're bigger than projects. How you sit down, you still sit and read to kids today.
Oh, every Saturday in my store, I read to kids. Yesterday, I read to kids over Kaneohe Marine Base. I visit elementary schools. That's part of my giving back. I am committed. I am dedicated to encouraging parents to read aloud to their children from birth at least through 5 years old for at least 10 minutes every single day. You got to have a cause that's bigger than yourself. You've got to be able to give something back to society. If all you want to do is make money, you will lead a very shallow life and a very empty existence. So you got to find something bigger than you that you can put your energy into, that you can really work on giving back to the community.
Horatio Alger Award winner Wally Amos, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Hey, John, thank you for your patience. I know we had a date set and we had to move it, so I appreciate your patience with me. Okay?
Wally, I love a busy person. I love it.
All right.
I can appreciate it. Speaking all the way from Hawaii, the island of
Oahu
was Wally Amos, our guest today. Listen, I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. Our team here at Legends of Success, producer Michael Parks, and the intelligent and beautiful Billy Resnick for her help every week. And most of all, thank you for tuning in. This has been Legends of Success, the most original success stories in America. We'll see you next week.
Mike Hewitt here. I'm hearing renewed calls for statespeople, citizens with the stature and experience necessary to go to our state and federal governments and fix things. You know, compromisers, pragmatists, people that can make something manageable out of the mess that's been made, find common ground in our shifting sands. One side sees federal debt as an investment, the other an albatross. One is pro-abortion, the other pro-life. One advocates for a socialistic French-style direct democracy, the other a small-r Republican form of self-governance powered by meritocracy. A deep divide with a fault line that's long, two distinctly different hopes and dreams for the future. But how does government solve our cultural differences? Maybe, just maybe, this is something we better focus on ourselves. Find the Mike Hewitt Show on Facebook and tell us what you think.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR DB.